Hello, welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Conscious Communion with Cosmic Consciousness. This program is really the whole purpose of the New Hermetics. Its intention is to establish a permanent and repeatable link between your consciousness and divine consciousness. The transcendental experience produced by this program is what has been called illumination. It is a sense of internal knowledge and power produced by a uniting or connection of your mind with the universal mind. It may take a number of repeated uses of this program to achieve a sense of success. If you've conscientiously explored all of the previous New Hermetics programs, then you are really ready to use this one. Your results will directly reflect the quality of your previous work. This program is somewhat different from previous programs because your conscious mind is incapable of fully producing a successful result on its own. This program requires the cooperation of your unconscious in a very special way. Your unconscious must choose to allow you access to the experience of the totality of yourself. The purpose of all of the previous programs has been to shift your consciousness in ways that will facilitate this special experience with your unconscious. Success in this program is unmistakable, as it will leave you with an inner knowing that you've experienced yourself in a transcendental way. Really, any of the mystical patterns of the New Hermetics might result in your conscious communion with cosmic consciousness, but the following is merely a simple and direct method of soliciting the result by instructing your unconscious with exactly what you wish to experience. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time, while you're listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down in a comfortable position for about the next half hour, totally undisturbed. Now that you're sitting or lying down in a comfortable place, I would like you to simply begin to allow yourself to relax, adjusting yourself as you need to get into the perfect position for you. Allow yourself to comfortably settle into place. Allow your eyes to close. Make sure your head is supported. And take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And in. And out. And in. And now, and in, and now, and continue to breathe at your own pace, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed with each breath that you take. And as you're starting to get more relaxed, use your meditation anchor to enter into the altered state. And as you are becoming aware of your body, it is relaxing and your mind is moving inward, and you are moving into your perfect state of focus and relaxation, and you are starting to feel very calm and relaxed, and you can move your awareness through your body and notice each part becoming more and more tranquil. You can notice your feet and allow them to become more relaxed, and your calves and your knees, relaxing your thighs, your genitals and your buttocks, and you can relax your back and your stomach. And your chest and shoulders. And your arms and hands can relax. And your neck. All of the muscles of your face and your head. And you are moving effortlessly into complete tranquility of mind and body. And you can move even more deeply into the perfect state for you. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It is an empty room, square, with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And you may now turn to your left, to the north, to the black wall of earth. And you may look into this wall and see the black crystalline structures. And as you are looking into this wall, you may see your goals. That which you wish to do, those things that you wish to accomplish. And you may see your body, and you may see your physical surroundings. And as you have gone through the New Hermetics, you have changed these things, your goals, your body, and your surroundings. For the moment, I would like you to dissociate yourself from these things, knowing that if you were to change or lose some part of these things, you would still be yourself. You are something beyond these things. I would like you to turn to your left again and face the western wall, the blue wall of water, and see the undulating movement of the water before you, and see your emotional life before you. And you know that you have changed your emotions, and that if you changed them more, or got rid of some of them, you would still be you. So I would like you to dissociate yourself for the moment from your emotions, knowing that you are something beyond these things. And I would like you to turn around and face the yellow wall in the east, the wall of air. and look into this wall of air, seeing the moving, billowing clouds of air before you. And in this air, I would like you to see your mental life, your thoughts, and your beliefs. And you know that you are not these thoughts and beliefs, and that if you change them or lose some part of them, you are still you. For the moment, you can dissociate from these things, because you are something beyond your thoughts. And I would like you to turn to your right, to face the red wall, the southern wall of fire, and see the burning, glowing flames. And in these flames, I would like you to see your values and your desires. And you know that you can change your values and your desires. And if you lost some part of them or changed them, you would still be you. So I would like you to dissociate from these things for the moment, knowing that you are something beyond them. Now I would like you to look up at the globe of white radiance above you. And as you look into this white radiance, I would like you to see it expanding and growing. And as it expands and grows, I would like you to imagine yourself rising up into the globe of white light above you. Feel and see yourself moving into this white light. Experience the white light all around you. And now within this white light, I would like you to allow yourself to rise and expand, dissolving outward toward the concepts of infinite and omnipresence. Feel yourself expanding and dissolving as I count from 1 to 20 until you feel you are as large as you can be. You may feel a floating sensation or a sense of oceanic awareness. 1. Expanding and dissolving into infiniteness and omnipresence. 2. 3. 4. Rising and expanding. 5, 6, 7, dissolving into infiniteness. 8, 9, 10, rising and expanding into omnipresence. 11, 12, 13, dissolving into everything. 14, 15, 16, expanding into infiniteness and omnipresence. Now allow yourself to expand effortlessly outward toward the concepts of all lovingness and infinite bliss as I count from 1 to 20. Feel yourself expanding and dissolving until you feel you are as love-filled as you can be. Allow yourself to feel a floating sensation or a sense of oceanic awareness. 1. Expanding, rising, and dissolving into all lovingness. 2. 3. 4. Rising into infinite bliss. 5. 7. Dissolving into love. 8. 9. 10. Rising into infinite bliss. 11. 12. 13. Expanding and dissolving. 14, 15, 16, rising to all love. 17, 18, 19. Now, allow yourself to expand effortlessly outward into the concept of omniscience. Feel yourself expanding and dissolving until you feel you are as all-knowing as you can be. Allow yourself to float and sense oceanic awareness. 1. Rising into omniscience. 2. 3. 4. Expanding. 5. 6. 7. Dissolving into all knowing. 8, 9, 10, omniscience. 11, 12, 13. You are aware of all things. 14, 15, 16. Dissolving. 17. 18. 19. 20. Now, allow yourself to expand effortlessly outward toward the concept of omnipotence. Feel yourself expanding and dissolving as I count from 1 to 20 until you feel you are as powerful as you can be. Feel it floating and sense of oceanic awareness. 1. Rising and expanding into total power. 2. 3. 4. Dissolving into omnipotence. 5. 6. 7. Rising into all powerful. All powerful. 8. 9. 10. Dissolving. 11. 12. 13. Moving into omnipotence. 14. 15. 16. Dissolving. 17, 18, 19, and 20. And now, allow yourself to move upward and outward beyond any of these sensations into pure, undifferentiated life, feeling yourself at once all things and disintegrating into nothing. Cease being anything and allow yourself to experience pure consciousness. Thank you. And now, you will reintegrate into your inner temple, finding yourself in the center of your temple, facing the yellow wall in the east. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the yellow eastern wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, saying knowledge. And you look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say daring. And you look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say silence. And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to the form of a cross, saying, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right creation, to my left manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their places, and allowing them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you look up again at the shining globe of white radiance above your head, and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling you with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you turn and face the western wall and go out through the door you came in, moving to bodily consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused in the here and now. 3, knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes, and 5, fully awake, alert, and clear.